On Saturday, July 6th, the newly renovated Cody Firearms Museum at the Buffalo Bills Center of the West will reopen its doors to the public. It's long been home to one of the largest firearm collections in the world. As Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska reports, the museum is trying to move away from just a display of guns to telling a story of the role of firearms in American culture.
The curator of the Cody Firearms Museum leads me through the recently remodeled galleries. It doesn't look like a typical gun museum. Brightly colored cases are filled with firearms, antique ones from the Wild West period, but also modern automatic rifles and handguns. And in the middle of the first room, you can learn how to handle a gun safely. Visitors can even practice a bolt action. Ashley Lubinsky beckons me into the next gallery.
So we're walking into the Military History Gallery, and one of the first things you see is this really large wall that has the words Cost of War on it, and the subtitle, Few Human Endeavors Are as Costly as Armed Conflict.
Lubinsky tells me the military history section of the newly remodeled Cody Firearms Museum is the gallery she is proudest of. As she says, it addresses one of the main objectives of the renovated museum.
Culture has changed over the past 20 to 30 years, and one thing we really wanted to do in the new museum was recognize that we have a very diverse audience base.
A diverse audience that may have different reactions and opinions on guns. This museum has been around for a long time, but mostly it was just gun collectors and gun enthusiasts that wandered in. The remodel wants to make sure that it's not a bunch of guns without much context. In order to do that, Lubinsky recruited not only firearm historians, but also academic historians not focused on guns.
Visitors will have a relationship to firearms that is associated with the harsh realities of gun violence, of frontier violence, of suicide, of mass shootings, of domestic violence and injuries.
Jennifer Tucker is one of those academic historians. She helped the museum look at guns through the lens of technology and visual culture.
One could look at the relationship to the history of labor, to the history of policing, also perhaps looking at legal history. Contrary to its name, the Wild West was the setting for the passage of some of the nation's first gun control laws.
The museum also recruited a professional museum designer to ensure it was interactive. Patrick Gallagher is the owner of that design firm. He says the museum can't ignore that daily news is bringing negative connotations about guns.
They're part of the historical language of this country, and because obviously we're in a very polarized political climate right now, they can be a flashpoint. Well, they can also be a teaching moment.
He says he hopes people who may not be the biggest fan of guns can leave the museum feeling like they learned something.
You may not walk out and say, "I now fully respect gun owners," but you'll have a different perspective. We're not there to necessarily win people over. We're just there to be able to help them open their eyes.
The newly remodeled gun museum will reopen next week. Gallagher hopes the new permanent museum will facilitate a healthier dialogue around guns. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.